Obi Melifonwu, the man chosen, with us here on our guest line on Late Hits. Obi, it's Alex Marvez and Bill Polian. Congratulations. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show.
So, Obi, Willie Brown, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest defensive backs to have ever played, reads your name, says you're heading to the Oakland Raiders. Were you surprised? How much interest did the Raiders show in you before the draft?
They showed a little bit of interest in me. I know I had a formal meeting with them at the NFL Combine, but that was really all I heard from them. I didn't really hear anything else, so I was kind of surprised when I got the call.
Obi, that's not out of the ordinary. A lot of teams disguise their intentions by not meeting and bringing prospects in. Having said that, what have they told you about what position you're going to play?
They haven't really spoken to me on it yet. I think they know that I'm a guy that I can play a lot of different positions. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing what position they actually have chosen for me to try out or actually play.
Obi, you're 6'4", and you can play safety and you can play corner. How does that size work to your advantage?
It works to my advantage because there's not a lot of times where you see safeties or DBs this size and this length, and I feel like my range and my length can help me cover bigger tight ends and bigger receivers.
Obi, I got a chance to see you play against Temple, which is a pretty good matchup because Riddick was on the other team. And you played a lot of free safety that night. Do you feel more comfortable there than in the box?
It's funny because I get that question asked a lot. I really don't feel more or less comfortable. My first 3 years at the University of Connecticut, I played free safety. And really last year, I played a little bit of both, free and strong, but I played majority strong. So I really don't have a preference, and I don't feel necessarily a strength or weakness playing either.
Talk with UConn safety Obi Melifonwu here on Late Hits. Obi, it appears life for you changed after the NFL scouting combine because people normally don't test the way that you do. How proud are you of that combine performance, and what are some of the things that did transpire afterward that helped lead to you being chosen in the second round?
I was definitely really happy with my performance training down in Tampa. At ASPI with Yul Murphy, one of the best trainers I've ever trained with. Mm-hmm. And then really having a good performance at the combine, I think really put my name out there for people that didn't already know me, and it kind of just put me on the map. And then with my pro day, it really did a great job. And I think it just really just put my body of work together with my film and in the combine and pro day. So I think that gives team a complete really look at me.
Obi, for those that don't know, tell our listeners your backstory. Where'd you go to high school? What positions did you play? Who recruited you, et cetera?
So I was born in London, and I moved over to the States when I was about 3. And I moved actually to my hometown, which I call my hometown now, Grafton, in the middle of 6th grade. I went to Grafton High School, not really a big high school, where I had about 700 kids in my school, about 150 kids in my graduating class, and I had the opportunity from Coach Brown, that coaches at Michigan right now, Don Brown. He recruited me out of high school. It was my only offer from high school. I really liked the university. I loved Coach Brown, so I ended up taking the offer. Ended up starting after my redshirt freshman year. Was starting ever since, and I had a really great 4 years of my college career, and now I'm here.
You are, Obi, along the way, from what I understand, you watched a lot of film with Cam Chancellor. You tried to pattern some of your games off of him. Why Cam? I guess maybe because of the size. And what does he do well that you try to transfer to yourself?
I think what he does well is he's just a great football player when it comes to instincts. And just believing what he sees and goes. And that's really one thing that I think I need to improve on my game, just believing what I see and go, because at the end of the day, I know my ability and my size and my speed. I know I have great size and great speed. So if I could just translate that into some more consistent plays, then I'll be a better player, because I feel like he's consistent. He puts in consistent work, and the tape shows it.
You know, speaking about instincts, you made an interception in the end zone against Temple that was a beauty. I think you were free on the play. The quarterback broke contain, got to the outside, tried to throw it back inside, and you picked it off like it was you were picking an apple off a tree. It was an impressive play.
Yeah, those are one of those things where I just need to be more consistent of. I just recognize the formation. I recognize that I was four strong. And usually teams in college that go four strong usually do rollout or sprint passes. So I feel like something just took over my body, and I just ran to the corner because I knew that's where he was going to throw it. And I ended up intercepting the ball in the end zone, which was crucial.
Obi, you look back at the whole pre-draft process. How crazy was it for you? And what are some of your highlights going to be? And what came out of it that you think is going to make you better in the long run?
My pre-draft process, just really taking a professional approach to everything. Not necessarily thinking too much about anything. Just realizing that you control, really, honestly, the biggest thing is can control what I can control. Control my performance, control the way I look at things, my outlook on things, and the rest will take care of itself. And I think that's one thing I'm going to carry to the next level. Can control what I can control, and that's things like film study, being a great teammate, being a great player and a great individual to the community. And I feel like if I do that, then the rest will take care of itself.
Any trepidation about going 3,000 miles from home?
Excuse me?
Any trepidation about going 3,000 miles from home?
Yeah, it's going to be a little different, especially being on the West Coast and the time difference, but I'm definitely going to miss everybody back at the East Coast, but at the end of the day, it's a great opportunity to see new things and be with a new team, so I'm excited about it.